Ordinary people, experts, and some opposition parties told Studio 7 that poverty levels in Zimbabwe have reached alarming proportions, and this is forcing people to do anything in an effort to eke out a living. Movement for Democratic Change Secretary General Douglas Monzora said, in that process, Zimbabweans ended up being taken advantage of by unscrupulous people, like what happened to the 32 women who were enslaved and sexually abused in Kuwait.
There is no employment in this country. There are no means of livelihood. So they go out of this country in order to look for employment because they are desperate. This desperation was created by ZANU-PF. It was created by President Robert Mugabe. We know that during the election campaigns, ZANU-PF promised the 2.2 million jobs for the people of Zimbabwe. No single job has been created. And as a result, we have these women who are running away from poverty to try to find greener pastures. And they fall prey to exploitation.
He said Zimbabweans would not be traveling abroad in search of jobs if Mr. Mugabe and his party had fulfilled their promise to provide 2.2 million jobs in the run-up to the 2013 general elections won by ZANU-PF. Economic commentator Masimba Buchera said, while people were supposed to carefully consider job offers in foreign countries, locals were in such a desperate situation that they could take an offer anyway. He said it was worrying that government was failing to discharge its mandate of protecting citizens at home and abroad. Harare resident Memory Mbondia also said it was said that locals were abused and treated like slaves in other countries because the government was failing to provide jobs. She claimed that government was responsible for all the serious problems Zimbabweans find themselves in and said she believed the situation was more serious than what is being reported.
We cannot celebrate for just a handful of women who have come back. How about the rest who are there? What is the condition they are living in? Who's catering for their needs?
Another Harare resident, Denford Ngadziwore, was equally angry with the government's failure to create employment for citizens. He said human trafficking syndicates were taking advantage of Zimbabweans' desperate situation to recruit and market them abroad.
This is a desperate move by the Zimbabwean to seek survival. And the ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe, they are responsible for those disturbances that happened in Kuwait. And the only way forward for us Zimbabweans is for ZANU-PF and Mugabe to apologize to Zimbabweans.
Employers Confederation of Zimbabwe President Josephat Kawema told workers at an International Workers' Day event in Harare on Sunday that in as much as industry wanted to employ people, it can no longer do so as it was almost dead and buried. Kawema said, as a result, most people were poor and hungry.
It's an international issue. When you're hungry, you end up doing anything, including a lot of stupid things.
But for another Harare resident, Yvonne Msarurwa, some people in Zimbabwe are surviving in worse conditions than those in Kuwait. She said it was puzzling that the government had allowed commercial sex workers to operate freely while criminalizing street vending. A total of 32 Zimbabwean women that had been trafficked to Kuwait were brought home by a parliamentary delegation led by National Assembly Speaker Jacob Mudenda. They were welcomed at the airport by several government ministers, including Foreign Affairs Minister Simbarashe Mbengegui, who said the government was committed in protecting its citizens at home and abroad. Mbengegui made the comments despite the fact that his government had failed to pay for travel costs for all the 32 women back to Harare. He admitted that the International Organization for Migration had bought air tickets for 25 women, while a Zimbabwean businessman paid for the remainder.
We had been undertaking discussions with the International Organization for Migration relating to resources to bring back all our women. These discussions have now been concluded, and that we're going to bring back all our women who want to come back.
Welcoming the women home on Saturday, Labor and Social Services Minister Priska Mfumira said they will receive the necessary state assistance.
They have a safe home where they are all going to be provided with all the necessary facilities.
The Zimbabwean women who returned home are among 200 that were trafficked to Kuwait in Middle East, where they were promised good jobs, only to be turned into commercial sex workers and forced to do menial jobs. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.